25 countries carried out the death penalty, but just three, Iran, Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, accounted for 90% of the total. In Pakistan, the December 2014 Taliban attack on a school in Peshawar killed 141 people and led the government to end its moratorium on executions.
Initially, the moratorium was meant to be lifted only for terrorist-related crimes, but very soon we saw persons being sent to the gallows for murder or other ordinary crimes, often, again, on the basis of trials that really leave a lot of doubts about the safety of the convictions.
Amnesty says at least 158 people were executed in Saudi Arabia. Among them was the Shiite cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. Riyadh says it uses the death penalty against terrorists, but Amnesty claims it is often used against political dissidents. In Iran, many executions were carried out for drug-related offences.
A significant non-proportion of the 977 executions that we recorded for Iran were carried out for drug-related offences, even if international law clearly says that the use of the death penalty should be restricted to intentional killing.
The true number of people executed globally is likely to be much higher because China is excluded from Amnesty's data.
This figure does not include the thousands of people that we believe were executed in China last year, where the use of the death penalty and the figures in particular in relation to the use of the death penalty remain classified as a state secret.
The US was fifth on the list of the most executions carried out in 2015.
We recorded the lowest number of executions since 1991, and also the lowest number of the sentences imposed since the death penalty was reintroduced in the United States in 1977.
Only six US states carried out executions last year, with Texas accounting for almost half the total. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.